quite so.
But now I mean to find out exactly what he thinks he's playing at.
Watson.
Bradshaw. Certainly.
Oh, you're going down there. You'll take my case.
My life's been insufferably dull of late. Yes, I shall.
Oh, thank you, sir.
So that's another prospective client. He's doomed to disappointment, huh? How are your researches, Doctor?
Yes, there are plenty of trains. The next is just under 20 minutes.
Ah, excellent. Well, if you'll ask Mrs. Hudson to call us a cab, then we can add the mystery of the vanishing Spaniard to your collection.
Oh, now, I'm not sure I want this affair made public, Doctor. Oh,
don't alarm yourself, Mr. Scott Eccles. Nothing will see print without your permission.
Well, I'm pleased to hear it.
Mrs. Hudson! Oh, I beg your pardon, sir.
Granted, my dear sir, granted. The good lady said I might accept.
Yes, of course. Won't you come in?
Very civil of you.
I'm Dr. John.
John H. Watson, yes, I know. And this? This is Mr. John Scott Eccles of Popham House Lee. I've been following you about all morning, Mr. Scott Eccles.
Indeed. Well, you have me at a disadvantage, sir. Exactly who are you, may I ask?
An excellent question.
Mr. Holmes. Mr. Sherlock Holmes. My name is Baines, Inspector Baines of the Surrey Constabulary.
And your business here, Inspector?
To obtain a statement from Mr. Scott Eccles.
A statement?
Yes. As to the events which led up to the death by murder of Senior Aloysius Garcia of Wisteria Lodge.
How do you know of my client's involvement in this business, Baines?
A letter, Mr. Holmes, found in the dead man's pocket from Mr. John Scott Eccles, accepting an invitation to spend last night at his house.
Our client doesn't deny that he was there.
No, certainly not.
He certainly does deny having anything to do with the murder.
Mr. Holmes, I've made no accusations. All I want is a plain statement.
Then why have you ordered me to return to the house?
Requested, sir. Requested, no more. It might, jog your memory.
There's nothing wrong with my memory, sir.
Good. Tell me about Garcia. Where did you meet?
At a mutual friend's, Arthur Melville.
Of Albemarle Mansion, Kensington.
Well, yes.
You called on him this morning.
How could you possibly know that?
It's simple, Mr. Scott Eccles. Yet Mr. Holmes reasoned that the only way I could have known Mr. Melville's address was if you had led me there earlier today while I was following you. Isn't that right, Mr. Holmes?
Quite right, Baines.
No, in fact, I might have learned it from your letter to Garcia.
But I didn't put Melville's address in the letter. Why should I?
Oh, why indeed? I considered the possibility and rejected it.
Mr. Scott Eccles, why did you call on this gentleman today?
Well, to see if he could tell me anything about Garcia. Explain his extraordinary conduct. But Melville knew even less about him than I did.
Well, well. Then you paid a visit to the Spanish embassy.
Garcia had some position there. That's what he told me. I'd never heard of him.
Juan Davila. Clemente Plomeza. Mare Coriano. Pepe Dancos. Nadine Dancos. Andreas Dancos. Paco Dancos.
When I first arrived, he seemed cordial enough, but by the end of dinner, never have I spent so long an evening with such a silent host.
There was no particular turning point, no incident that caused his behavior to change.
The very question I was about to put myself. Mr. Scott Eccles?
Nothing that comes to mind.
No particular conversation with the servants, for example.
There's no intruder in the grounds, no inadvertent remark on your part.
I am quite sure that nothing I said could have provoked such rudeness.
No note delivered by hand.
Oh, good Lord. Good gracious me.
There was a note.
I'd completely forgotten it. But you're quite right. After Garcia read it, he did seem even more distraught and strange than before.
What became of this note?
He crumpled it up and threw it into the fire.
Inspector? It was a dog grate and he overpitched it. I found it at the back, quite unburned.
You must have examined the house very carefully to find a single pellet of paper.
I did, Mr. Holmes. It's my way.
May I see the note?
Ah, here we are. Welcome to Wisteria Lodge.
The address is almost as interesting as the content.
So I usually find...
Senior A. Garcia, Wisteria Lodge. But look at the writing.
What's strange about it? Yeah, well, in itself, Doctor, nothing. But if you compare it to the rest... You'll see it was either done with a different pen or by a different person. Oh, forgive me, Mr. Holmes.